Good afternoon at 12 noon, 76 degrees, Rusty. A nice day after what we had last night.
Indeed. Partly sunny skies, a high near 80.
Cleanup underway across the state following severe storms passing through last night. We got off pretty good. In Sheboygan County, Sergeant Jim Gottsacker with the Sheriff's Department said the storms caused minor power outages in the Cedar Grove and Elkhart Lake areas, along with downed branches on roadways. Storms caused worse damage elsewhere, stretching from southern Waupaca County eastward to northern Manitowoc County, including a possible tornado in the Mirabel area of northern Manitowoc County. Mirabel Village President Dan Fells describes the damage.
Well, mostly trees, but we had a couple of power poles go down, so there's electricity is a problem, too, and on the north end. Most of it's the trees, that branches and main roots, they just came right out of the ground.
Also damaged that old hotel building near the Mirabel Caves and two barns that were leveled as well.
Also part of the storm, surgeries had to be canceled at an Appleton hospital due to those thunderstorms knocking out power last night. The Appleton Medical Center said it was running on a backup generator after police said up to 90% of the city lost its electricity at the height of the storms. We Energy said over 53,000 electric customers in the Fox Valley were without power as of 7 o'clock. The Apple Creek campground near Wrightstown was heavily damaged. Fallen trees blocked the campground's main entrance, and there has been no report of serious injuries.
While Pond Police Lieutenant, who was on the run, was arrested late yesterday in far northwest Wisconsin after he allegedly broke into a restaurant in a cabin, stole two vehicles, and led officers on a five-county chase. 43-year-old Bradley Young, taken to the Burnett County Jail without incident about 5 last night. He was found in a cabin he had burglarized. When he knew it was surrounded, he called 911 to turn himself in. This was near Spooner. SWAT teams from Burnett, Douglas, Barron, and Washburn counties helped with that arrest, as did the state DNR and the state Justice Department. As for Young, he lives in Brandon. He's a 22-year veteran of the police force in Waupun. Deputy Chief Scott Loudon said his department is shocked.
He always treated his work professionally. He came in here. I depended on him as my day shift lieutenant, and the officers that worked with him, you know, looked up to him as a leader.
And he said there was no sign that Young was in any kind of trouble.
An area state senator says a recent killing of a fawn found at an animal shelter in the state shows continued problems with the DNR. In an interview with WHBL News, Glenn Grothman of West Bend says he sees this incident as an example of the agency being overstaffed and having questionable policies and tactics that also affected the shelter.
So they were in trouble for not writing a check out to the DNR and getting an official permit to hold the fawn. And who cares? You know, and they didn't call them in advance. I mean, they showed up with their battalion of about 13 people wondering if they had a fawn on the property. I mean, you know, it shows how difficult it is to turn the mindset around on an agency like the DNR.
Grothman said he is open to having state legislators approve cuts to the DNR staff levels.
A Sheboygan teen is in trouble for some of his posts on Facebook recently. 17-year-old Alexander Mace was charged yesterday with felony use of a computer to facilitate a child sex crime. According to the criminal complaint, the family of a 15-year-old girl discovered the sexually explicit messages last week. They responded to Mace posing as the girl and set up a meeting at King Park, then called in Sheboygan police. Authorities said an officer then went to King Park and arrested Mace after he admitted he had sent the messages. He is now facing up to 40 years in prison.
A 22-year-old Manitowoc woman is in jail and a 17-year-old girl hospitalized as a result of a bizarre incident which occurred in the city of Manitowoc yesterday afternoon. Police were called to an accident involving the two women. Damon Ryan picks up the story.
It turned out the two females had an argument which led to the 22-year-old wanting to drive away. In an attempt to stop her, the 17-year-old tried to open the passenger door, but her hand got caught in the door handle. The adult motorist drove off, dragging the teenager for two blocks before the victim eventually freed her hand, fell to the ground, and was run over by the vehicle. The 17-year-old was transported to Holy Family Memorial with non-life-threatening injuries. I'm Damon Ryan, WHBL News.
Well, several hundred people took part in the 7th annual Sheboygan Observance of National Night Out last night. The main event was a 2-mile walk in the downtown area and surrounding neighborhoods. The event designed to get people to know their neighborhoods, something Sheboygan County Crime Stopper President John Schlichterman wants to see done every day.
Being able to know your neighbors down the street, waving to them as you walk by, as you drive by. You never know what a friendly smile can do.
Sheboygan Police Chief Chris Domagalski also addressed the gathering at Fountain Park.
Our vision in the Sheboygan Police Department is for a Sheboygan that is the safest city of its size in the United States. We realize that we cannot address crime problems alone in the city, and that we have a duty to involve members of the community in matters that impact upon the quality of their lives.
You were there, Rusty. Any worry about the rain, or that came much later?
That came much later.
So it was a nice evening, huh?
Indeed.
Okay.
A Sheboygan escape artist pulled off one of his most daring stunts yesterday. Anthony Martin shackled himself in a locked casket and fell out of a plane 14,000 feet in the air. The stunt took place at a farm near Serena, Illinois, about 70 miles southwest of Chicago. Martin was dropping it up to 130 miles an hour while he picked the locks of his shackles and then struggled to open the door of his casket just in time for the parachute to the ground. Now, he has done this before 25 years ago.
And he did it again.
Indeed.
Well, I'm glad he was successful. How about that forecast real quickly?
Partly sunny, dry, high near 80.
That's good. 76 degrees right now in the Sheboygan area as we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.